It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Valley City Public School District Superintendent Josh Johnson. Josh, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for inviting me in.
Nice to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about the Hannafield Athletic Complex. Of course, people excited about Phase 1 being done and additional phases in the future. Why don't you give us a little overview for people who would like an overview of just part of the community as to how it all, where we're at right now and where we're going with this.
Great. Sounds good. Thanks, Steve. It's hard to believe that 12 months ago we were putting the shovels in the ground for what would be phase one. We were able to complete that project in the fall of the year in time for a successful football season. And then this past spring, we're able to host a couple of track meets up at our new Dakota Bank track up at Hannafield. And so, you know, what happened is at the end of phase one, the question that was being asked of us as a school district was, now what? What are the plans and where are we going with the continued restoring the legacy up at Hannafield? And so we put into motion a process that was going to explore possibilities of continuing on with a phase two project with the help of architects and creating some designs and renderings. We were able to present that information to our public back in January. From those meetings, we got some good feedback, and with that as well, our Hannafield fundraising committee had reached out to businesses and individuals within our community, our alumni and friends, and that led us up to this spring and leading up into a decision that was made by the school board here earlier this week. And so I'm proud to announce that the school board at the regular meeting in June approved a phase two project that would continue our Restore the Legacy vision up at Hannafield.
That's some great news to hear. The success of fundraising has probably exceeded maybe everyone's expectations. Would that be fair to say, Josh?
I think you're spot on, Steve. And we were pretty modest in what our goals were for fundraising. We had set out an initiative in phase one, and we're able to accomplish that. And so with phase two, we again set out and understanding that there were some district dollars that contributed to the successful completion of phase one. And the school board made it very clear going into phase two that any phase two project, regardless of the scope, was going to have to be privately funded and supported by our community. And I'm just humbled, really, by the support that the school district has received, again, from businesses within our community, from friends, alumni, who really want to support the vision of restoring the legacy up at Hannafield.
That's just incredible. I know we can't say today, but people are going to be pleasantly surprised with another announcement that's coming about another supporter for phase two. That's got to have you guys smiles on all of your faces at this point, huh?
It is, Steve, and it's making all this possible is really what it comes down to. And so as soon as that information becomes public, we'll be the first to bring it back and share it right here with News Dakota.
We'll pontificate it very well.
Yeah. That's great.
Now, additional phases, as you've mentioned before, would still have to be done through fundraising.
Let me highlight a little bit of phase two and exactly what we're looking at as part of this project.
Yep, that's right.
So phase two, for those people that will be following this construction project, which will be kicking off here in the next week, we'll be adding a new entrance. The entranceway will be focused on the Highline Bridge, beautiful Cheyenne Valley. And as you walk in, there will be a ticketing area for those that either have tickets, purchasing tickets, or those that have season tickets visiting Hannafield. And then we'll have a new concession area and restrooms. And so I think that captures essentially what the needs were for mm-hmm. Hannafield. For those frequent visitors up to a football game or other events up at Hannafield, understand that our current facilities were not meeting the needs relative to the events that we were hosting. And so we're really optimistic and hopeful that these upgrades will be able to allow us to be able to host additional events, larger track meets, and also improve the overall experience of both our visitors, our fans, and the teams that are playing.
Be great to hear more information on that. That'll be some more news to come. So stay tuned, right?
Exactly. And one thing to add with that as well, Steve, you know, we went through the public bidding process. And again, I think this speaks highly relative to the project itself, is that the majority, if not all, of the bids that we had received back for this project were from local contractors. And so the bids that were awarded, again, went to local contractors that will be working and leading this project. And that's something that I know the school board and school district is really conscientious of. And I think that speaks highly of the interest that our community is having relative to this project.
All right. We look forward for another update. Thanks again,
you
Josh.
Got it, Steve. Thank you very much.
This is Josh Johnson, superintendent of the Valley City Public School District, our guest on our Voice of the Valley.